the question was asked during the days of the first temple when we had prophets, how much influence did prophecy have on the halachic process? And the answer is it did not have an influence on the halachic process. That's exactly the Rambam's point. So that when Ezra establishes the men of the great assembly to deal with the troubles of the day, that could have happened during the first period temple era as well. Because in the halachic process was defined by the courts. The halachic process was defined by those who were working with human intellect, with Siyata Deshmaya, but that they had in the second temple too. They had, heavenly assistance to get it right, but they were not using prophecy. So in the first temple, the halacha was decided by the Lishka Sagazis, the high court in the temple. And in the second temple, it was also decided by the high court.
But then what was Honi the circle maker? When he dropped out of the picture, then everybody else is just left with kind of like, no, we need to focus on Torah, and this way is the old way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Honi the circle maker, the guy could, if you know the story, you know the story.